Tonight's shiur will be dedicated for Refuah Shleima for Eliezer Nosan HaKohen Ben Dvorah Peresel. May he have a Refuah Shleima immediately. Besoch She'or Chayla Yisrael. This week's parasha is Parashas Toldos, and it is also Shabbos Mevarchim Kislev. The month of Kislev, the month of Chanukah, is on its way. Parashas Toldos is always read either as the first Shabbos in the month of Kislev, or as it is this year, Mevarchim Kislev, which tells us that this parasha is connected to the month of Kislev, the fact that we always read this as we enter the month of Kislev. Kislev, the Svarim tell us, Kes Lamed Vav, Chaf Samach Lamed Vav, Kes means hidden, Kisui, and Lamed Vav, which is 36, refers to the 36 Neiros of Chanukah, that, as we know, the Neis was that the Pach Shemen that was hidden under the ground was revealed. Chanukah is the Yontif of revelation. That which is hidden is revealed. The hidden light that was hidden at the beginning of creation, that lasted for 36 hours, as Chazal tell us, was revealed in the 36 candles of Chanukah. That's Kislev, Kes Lamed Vav. That which is hidden is revealed in the Lamed Vav Neiros. And as we enter the month of Kislev, even before Chanukah, we already are in the month of revelation. This is the ninth month from Nisan. The ninth month is a month connected to nine, which is related to birth. The birth takes place in the ninth month, as we say it in the Chagadah. Tisha Yarche Leda, the number nine reminds us of birth, because birth takes place in the ninth month. And this is the parasha that takes us into Kislev, and the name of it is Toldos. Toldos is offspring, Leda, birth, revelation. And it's interesting that every parasha that we read in the month of Kislev speaks to us about some sort of birth. This week's parasha, of course, the name of it is Toldos. Next week we have the birth of 11 of the 12 Shvatim. Vayishlach we have the birth of Binyamin. And Vayeshev we have the birth of Perez and Zerach. All these parashiyos speak to us about Leda as we get ready for Kislev, which is the month of Leda, the month of the birth, the month of the revelation of the Or HaGonos that was hidden at the beginning of creation on Chof Hei Elul, when Hashem first created the world, as the Pasuk says, Vayomer Elokim Yehi Or, and that refers to the Or HaGonos, as Rashi tells us in Chumash, Pshutei Shel Mikra. And as the Svarim tell us, that it is hinted in that word Or, which is the 25th word of Chumash, beginning with Bereshis. Chanukah is the 25th of Kislev, 3 months after the light is put away on the 25th of Elul, it is revealed 3 months later, on Chof Hei Kislev. And if we're Zaycheh, the light remains with us. Otherwise, it is a taste of the future that we get in the 8 days of Chanukah. And so, all these parashiyos have in it the concept of Leida. The parasha begins, Ve'eile toldos Yitzchak ben Avraham, and then there seems to be a redundancy here, Avraham hoyled as Yitzchak. But we just said that Yitzchak is the son of Avraham. Why is it necessary to say Avraham begat Yitzchak, Avraham hoyled as Yitzchak? So Rashi tells us, after he was called Avraham, after HaKadosh Baruch Hu called his name Avraham with a hey, was Yitzchak born. Why is that necessary to be told now? What's the chiddush? We know that. And then Rashi tells us another interpretation, that it has to say it because there were those, the late Sonim, the comedians of the generation, those who didn't believe, they said that Avimelech must have been the father. Avraham lived with Sarah for so many years, she never had any children. And now, after being one night with Avimelech, all of a sudden she's pregnant, they were saying that Yitzchak is really Avimelech's child. And that would mean, Chas v'Sholem, that we are not miyuchasim from Avraham Avinu. And so what HaKadosh Baruch Hu did was, as Rashi tells us, he made a nes. Rashi actually just says, Tzar cluster upon of Shal Yitzchak. The Medrash says it was a nes, that Hashem made Yitzchak look exactly like Avraham Avinu. Why is that a miracle? There are many children who look like their parents. We don't call it a miracle. It's normal. Either you look like your father or your mother or a combination. There are many who look exactly like their fathers. And the reason why this is really a nes is because Yitzchak is not like Avraham. Yitzchak is Gevura. Yitzchak's Midah is totally different than Avraham. Avraham is Chesed. And that would be a reason why many would perhaps think that the Yitzchak is not the son of Avraham. They're opposites. And maybe Yitzchak really is Chas V'Shalom from a different father. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu Tzar Klaster Ponav Shel Yitzchak Doyma LeAvraham. Yitzchak looks exactly like Avraham. So what is the idea of Yitzchak looking like Avraham if they're different? So, okay, now we can testify that they are father and son. Why is it important that Yitzchak look like Avraham? To the point that the Torah actually repeats, Yitzchak ben Avraham, Avraham hurlitz Yitzchak. The parasha ends with the words, Vayelech Esav el Yishmael. The last pasuk, and we know that every parasha, the beginning and the end, are connected. Vayelech Esav el Yishmael. Esav goes to Yishmael. Esav goes to Yishmael to marry another woman. Vayikach es mochalas, or some say machalas. Mochalas, either that Esav's sins were forgiven. It's interesting that it's from Esav that we learn out that a chosen and a kala are forgiven from all their sins, because it says here that Esav married a woman whose name was Mochalas, and her name was not Mochalas, as Rashi tells us in Vayishlach. Her name was really Bosmas. Mochalas miloshen mechila. So he receives mechilas avoinos because he gets married. And it's also machala from the word, which means sickness. She was another sickness, another sick woman. He had two others, and now he had another one. As Rashi says, he didn't divorce the others. This is all a ploy. This is part of Esav's deceiving his father into thinking that he's a Baal Tshuva. He just had Mechilas Avoinos. He married another woman. He saw that Yitzchak was upset. Yitzchak didn't want Yaakov to marry Benois Kanoan. Meanwhile, his wives were Benois Kanoan, so he married Machlas Bas Yishmael. Had he divorced the other two, we would say he was a real Baal Tshuva. But he didn't. That's how Rashi ends off the parasha. Hoysef Risha al Risha Seishalai Gei Rashi Esar Rishoinos. He didn't divorce the others. So this was just a ploy. This is part of Esav's whole way of deceiving his father. As we read in the parasha, he would make believe that he was so frum. He would ask all these questions. Heich ma'asrin es hateven v'es hamelach. So the parasha begins with Yitzchak ben Avram, Avram hoiledes Yitzchak, and it ends vayelech Esav el Yishmael. What's the connection? At the beginning of the parasha, we know that Rivka had a very difficult pregnancy. And what was really difficult about it wasn't so much the pain and the discomfort. She knew that would be, she wasn't going to give it up because of that, as Chazal tells us, and as the Pasuk says. She thought that she perhaps was giving birth to a schizophrenic. She was giving birth to a split personality over here. When she walks by the shul, he wants to come out. When she walks by the church, he wants to come out. And that's what she's very upset about. What kind of child is this? He's toiva ra together. So Vayoyma Hashem lo, she goes to Shem Benoyach, and Shem Benoyach tells her, it's Shnei Goyim Bevitnech. There are two nations in your womb, two regimes from your insides shall be separated, as it says here. But the end will be V'rav Ya'avoid Sa'ir. The elder shall serve the younger. That's how it's supposed to be. The older one is going to serve the younger one. Esav is going to serve Yaakov. So, they are two different children. It's not one. The Baal HaTurim tells us here something very interesting. He says the word Geyim is written Gimel Yud Yud Mem, although we read it Goyim, of course. If the Baal Kairi says Geyim, he has to repeat it. But it says Geyim with two Yuds, but we read it Goyim, Shnei Goyim. Says the Baal HaTurim, Geyim is equal to 63. Gimel Yud Yud Mem is Begematria 63. Yitzchak was 63 when he receives, Yaakov was 63 when he receives the bracha of Yitzchak. And there are 63 nations, descendants of Esav, who destroyed the second Beis HaMikdash. Mr. Baal HaTurim tells us this. And he quotes the pasuk in Tehillim, Kapitel Nun Gimel, Am Natzeach al Mochalas, Maskil Ledavid, where it says, Kuloi Sog Yachtov Ne'elochu. Sog is Samach Gimel. They all retreated, or they all will retreat. The Samach Gimel Umayis, there are 63 nations. A new idea from the Baal HaTurim here, which you must have seen in the Medrash, that although you're accustomed to always saying that there are 70 nations, 27. But there are 63, and he says that the seven were removed, because when the Klal Yisrael went into Eretz Yisrael, they wiped out six nations, and the seventh, you know, the Girgashi, Amadu Pinami Panem, the Girgashi ran away to Africa, so there were really only 63 nations. And that Mizmor of Tehillim, incidentally, is talking about Churban Bayis Sheni. There's the Mizmor before that, Omar Novel Beliba, is talking about Churban Bayis Rishay. And this one, Mizmor Nun Gimel, where it says this pasuk of Kulay Sog Yachdov Ne'alachu, is talking about Churban Bayis Sheni. And David HaMelech uses the word Sog. Sog means to retreat. Sog also comes from the word Sig, which means sediment. The psoilas, that which we separate from the drinks, from the food, is called the sigim. Sigim mishbatachol rishay oretz. Olive oil that is not pure is that it's full of sigim. When it's pure, when we say shemen zayizach, means that there are no sigim, there are no sediments, there's no pulp, whatever the word exactly is. There's nothing there that's negative, it's totally pure, as the oil was in the Beis HaMikdash, as the Pach Shemen was on Chanukah, free and clear from any Sigim. What does the Baal HaTurim mean with this? What's unique about 63? The fact that Yaakov was 63 when he receives the Brachas, hinted in the word Geyim, and there were 63 Umays, descendants of Esav, who destroyed the second Beis HaMikdash. Chazal tells us, this is referring to Rebbe and Antoninus. Rebbe is a descendant of Yaakov, and Antoninus is a descendant of Esav. And of course, the major question in this parasha is that Yaakov takes away the bracha from Esav. How do we understand this whole story? It doesn't seem right. Why doesn't he receive the bracha just straight from Yitzchak? Why does it have to be in a roundabout way that Yaakov has to enter into the world of Sheker? He has to actually put on clothes that are not his and say, Anoichi Esav v'chayrecha, and pretend that he's someone that he's not in order to receive these great brachas. And then Esav later cries, even though Esav is the one who doesn't believe. Esav gave up the Bechayra a long time ago. Vayiv as Esav as HaBechayra. As Chazal tells us, the day that Avraham was Nifter, Esav went off the Derech, and he was over all the Averis Chamuris, including being Kaifer in the Ribbono Shel Olam. So what does he really want these brachas for? Vayechrad, he cries, Vayitzak, Tzaaka Gedoyla Umara. There's obviously something very important about these brachas. This is the future of mankind, the future of Klal Yisrael, and whoever gets these brachas has a future. Whoever doesn't, does not. And the bracha, of course, is V'yitan lecha ha'elokim ital ha'shamayim u'mishamanei ha'oretz. Parshas told us, incidentally, is a parsha of bracha more than any other parsha in Chumash. Every aliyah ends with a bracha. This parasha talks about one bracha after another. V'hisbaruchu v'zaracha kol goyei ha'oretz. That's by Sheni. Then by Shlishi, v'yivarchehu Hashem. By Revi, hirchiv Hashem lanu parinu ba'oretz, which is also a bracha. And then by Chamishi, again, ata ata baruch Hashem. By Shishi, re'ei re'ach b'ni k're'ach sad asher derechai Hashem. And then afterwards, by Shvi, v'yitan l'cha. It's birkas Avraham. There is no other parasha in Chumash that talks so much about bracha as this parasha. There's a parasha called V'zayis HaBracha. There it says bracha once, or two, three times. Here, by every aliyah, there's a bracha. And it's the sixth parasha of Chumash, and we know that the number six is connected to bracha, the Vav, V'yitain L'cha Elokim. It starts with a Vav. Yitain V'yachsa V'yitain. Bracha is constant, doesn't end. Bracha is Haysofa. Bracha, which is the root of Beis Reish Chaf, as the Maral tells us, are the only letters in the Aleph Beis that are double the letters before them. Beis is 2 is double the Aleph which comes before it, the Reish is double the Kuf, the Chaf is double the Yud, and Bareich is the same letters as Bechor, which the Bracha here is being given to the Bechor, because Yaakov is the Bechor. Yaakov took away the Bechor from Esav, which Yitzchak didn't know, and when Yitzchak finds out that Yaakov had already taken away the bracha, so then he deserves the bechayra. Bracha, bechayra, the same letters. Gam baruch yehiyeh. Baruch is bechor. He deserves to be the bechor. But he wasn't born the bechor. He was not. He tried, as Rashi tells us, v'yodei echezes ba'akev Esav. He's trying to take away the bechayra from Esav. He's trying to get himself out of the womb first, because as Rashi says, he was created first. Noitzar mitipa rishoina. But Esav came out first. So we have to go through this whole story here, where Yaakov has to take away the Bechayra, the Bracha from Esav, when he could have had it at the beginning. He could have had it right away. But that's what it's all about. What it's all about is dealing with the Ra. The Ra is here first. The Choshech is before the Or. Vayihi Erev and then Vayihi Boker. And our job is to illuminate the darkness and to enter into the world of darkness, into the boundary of Esav, and to take out the sparks of Kedusha that exist there, which is what Chanukah is all about. That's what the Yom Tov of Chanukah is. A Yom Tov that you don't find at all anything like it by any other Yom Tov. Chanukah is the only Yom Tov that we perform the mitzvah on the left side of the doorway, as mentioned in previous years, but it's something to repeat. The Gemara says, and that's the halacha mentioned in the Shulchan Aruch, mitzvahs ner Chanukah mismoil. Ner Chanukah mismoil. The mezuzah is on the right side, the ner Chanukah is on the left. Left is the side of Esav. Left is Gevurah. Midas Hadin. The left wing. Chanukah is on the left side. We light the menorah below 10 tfachim. The Gemara says the Shekhinah never went below 10 tfachim, says the Gemara in Sukkah. Yet we light the menorah below 10 tfachim, even though in the Beis HaMikdash the menorah was higher than 10 tfachim, but not the menorah of Chanukah. We light the menorah when it's nighttime, Yishatishka HaChama, nighttime, which is the boundary of Esav, Bois Sir Mois Kol Chaisa Yar, when all the wild creeping creatures are out at night, powers of evil, that's when we're lighting the Chanukah menorah. We light it by the doorway, different than other mitzvahs that we do inside. Here we're illuminating the outside, the outdoors. Chanukah is the only Yom Tov that starts in the second half of the month after the midpoint. Every other Yom Tov, Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkot are before Tesvav or Tesvav, including Purim, which is Yudalet Tesvav. Chanukah is different. Chanukah starts on the 25th. Chanukah, which is actually the remedy before the wound, before the 25th of December. The 25th of Kislev came first. Anyone who knows history knows that the holiday of the Christians was after Chanukah. Chanukah is the refuah before the Makkah. And it is the only Yom Tov, the last Yom Tov that was ever given to Klal Yisrael, that occurs in the second half of the month, which is the half that is in the domain of Esav. The Pasuk tells us, Lo sasig gevul re'acho. You're not allowed to steal land. You're not allowed to take away someone else's property. The Torah uses the word sasig, which is the same root as sog, samach gimel. We're not allowed to take our fence and put it in someone else's field so we can expand our own boundaries, as Rashi tells us there in Parshas Shoftim, from the word nasoigu ochoir. Hasog as gevul. Lo sasig gevul re'acho. On Chanukah, we are being masig gevul. On Chanukah, we're going into the boundary of Esav. And we're expanding our own boundaries. It's very interesting that in this week's parasha, we read about the three wells that Yitzchak dug. There was Esek, Sitna, and Rechoves. There's a big Ramban on this. Ramban says that it corresponds to the three Batei Mikdash, which means that the third well, Rechoves, is the Beis HaMikdash HaShlishi. The Baal HaTurim, once again, says no, but Rechoves, like, not arguing with the Ramban, he's just saying a different idea. And he says, Esek is Bavel, Sitna is Madai, Haman, Parasu Madai, Haman, who hated the Jews. Sitna means hatred. Rechoivais, he says, is Yavon, is Malchus Yavon, Golus Yavon, the Golus from which we were freed on Chanukah. And he says, why is it called Rechoivais? Rechoivais means expansion. We can now be fruitful in the land. He says the Yavonim were geyser, that the women should not go to the mikveh. He brings that from the Medrash. No one knows exactly what that Medrash is, but the Baal HaTurim quotes it, that the Yavonim tried to prevent Piri of Eribia among Klal Yisrael, and a nes occurred that there was a mikveh. One girsa is that in every house there was a mikveh, or that they found mikvahs, even though in hidden places they were able to go, and therefore they were able to continue to be fruitful. Pru Revu is B'gematria Ner Chanukah Mismoil. So according to the Baal HaTurim, Rechoivais is Keneged Yavon, because Chanukah, which is the Yom Tov in which we celebrate the defeat of Yavon, we are Zoicha to Harchovas HaGvulim, to the expansion of the boundaries. We are entering into the boundary of Esav. Lo sasig gevul. The Torah says lo sasig gevul, true, all year round. And Bizman Hazeh. Chanukah, we have a Ha'orah of the Yemois HaMashiach, as the Bnei Yisoscha tells us, that Chanukah is the time during the year that we actually live in Yemois HaMashiach. The 8 days of Chanukah correspond to the Olam HaShmini, to the world of the future. to the world which is Lamaila min HaTeva, which is what Shmini is. Shmini, the number 8, is the number associated with Lamaila min HaTeva, Rechayvah, expansion. And the Isra of entering the boundary of Esav does not apply anymore. That which the Pasuk says, Al Tisgoru Bum, you're not allowed to antagonize Esav, Bizman HaGolus, that we're not allowed to antagonize the nations, Ki Yerusha LeEsav Nosati Yizhar Zeir, on Hanukkah doesn't apply. The Isra is gone, because Hanukkah, we're living in Yemais HaMashiach. The Gemara says there were three oaths that Klal Yisrael had to abide by, Bizman HaGolus, the Shalosh Shavuos that the Gemara talks about in Ksubas. One is that we're not allowed to rebel against the nations. One is that we're not allowed to be doichik es haketz. And one is that we're not allowed to be oyle b'chayma. Oyle b'chayma, that we're not allowed to go by force with the Eretz Yisrael. The entire Klal Yisrael has to wait. We have to wait for Mashiach. I'm not getting into all the politics about this Gemara, but this is a Gemara. It's a Medrash. It's a Gemara. It's based on the Pasuk in Shir HaShir. Mishbati Yazchem Benoisi Yerushalayim B'tzvoyisai B'ayles HaSodah. But on Chanukah, these Shavuos don't apply. On Chanukah, we're Oyla Bachayma, because on Chanukah, we know the Gemara says, the Mishnah actually says it in Midos, that the Yevanim breached the wall around the Beis HaMikdash in 13 different places. That wall, incidentally, is called the Soireg. That's the wall that separates the Goyim from Yidden. The Goyim are not allowed to go past that wall. Chanukah, the Chashmonoim entered the Beis HaMikdash, and rectified, they fixed all the breaches. They fixed all the cracks in the wall. There were 13 of them, Yud Gimel Piritzos. And connected those Yud Gimel Piritzos, they were Masak and Yud Gimel Hishtachavoyos, that we have to bow down 13 times in these 13 places in the Beis HaMikdash. Yevonim Nikbetsu Alai Ufartsu Chaymais Migdolai. The Yevonim breached, they entered where they're not allowed. And on Chanukah, we do the same on the other extreme. On Chanukah, we go out. They try to come in. On Chanukah, we go out. The Kedusha of the Beis HaMikdash goes into the outside world. That which is in is introduced to the outside world where normally we don't go. On the left, below 10, on the outside, on the second half of the month, below 10 Tvachim. That's the boundary of Esav. Who was the first to enter the boundary of Esav? Yaakov Avinu. Yaakov Avinu enters the boundary of Esav. The Pasuk says he wears Esav's clothes. Of course, these are the clothes of Nimrod, and Nimrod got this from Adam Arishon. The Yerushalmi and Megillah tells us these were the clothes of the Kohen Gadol, that Esav was a Kohen Gadol. Esav considered himself to be a Kohen Gadol. And when Yaakov took away the Bechayra from Esav, he was actually taking away from him the Kahuna Gedola. So when does Yaakov actually become a Kohen Gadol? We know that a Kohen Gadol enters into the Kahuna when he puts on the Big Day Kahuna. So when Rivka tells him to wear these clothes, and the Pasuk says, Vatikach Rivka es Big Day Esav b'no ha-Gadol ha-Chamudos asher ita b'abois v'talbesh es Yaakov b'no ha-Katan. Yaakov is now wearing the Big Day Kahuna Gadol. Yaakov is now being inaugurated into the Kahuna Gadol. And just as later on, Chanukah happened through Matisyahu Kohen Gadol. The Kohen Gadol is the one who gave us Chanukah then. Yaakov now is being initiated into Kahuna Gadol as he's about to enter the boundary of Esav and take away the brachas from Esav. And what happens here miraculously is the miracle of Chanukah occurs right here as he's putting on the clothes. The Pasuk says, Vatikach Rivka es Bigdei Esav b'no ha-Gadol, her older son. That's how most translated. Others say, no, it means her bigger son. He was much bigger. He was much broader, muscular, and all that. But Talbesh is Yaakov b'no ha-katan, the meek, small son. Why does the Pasuk have to tell us that? We know that Esav is the gadol and Yaakov is the katan. So Svarim tell us because these clothes were much larger than Yaakov's bat. Really, these clothes should have just fallen off him. The sleeves would have gone past his hand. He would have put on, because these clothes didn't fit him. These clothes fit Esav. Esav was much taller and broader and heavier than Yaakov. Esav was into eating and having a good time. Yaakov is always fasting. Says the Pasuk stresses that despite that Esav was the Gadol and Yaakov was the Katan, miraculously the clothes fit him perfectly. Just like it says by David HaMelech when he put on Shaul's clothes when he went to kill Goliath, and it should not have fit him because Shaul was much taller than David. Miraculously it fit him. That's when Shaul knew that David is going to be the Melech. So here too, here we see that size doesn't matter. It's not the quantity, but the quality, which is what Chanukah is all about. A small amount of oil lasts 8 days. Pach Shemen, they found, that could only last for 1 day, and yet it lasts 8 days. These clothes are so large and miraculously they fit Yaakov. The Rav Ya'avoid Sa'ir. The elder one is subservient to the younger one. Rabim Biyad, the whole idea of Rabim Biyad Ma'atim is right here. The Rav Ya'avoid Sa'ir. The Rav Ya'avoid Sa'ir is Begamatri of Tzivanu Lahabit Ner Chanukah. This is what Chanukah is about. The Rav Ya'avoid Sa'ir. Shnei Goyim Bevitneich is written with two yuds, and if you add the Vav, because it's pronounced with the Vav, Shnei Goyim Bevitneich is equal to the words Lahadlik Ner Chanukah. The Arizal tells us a little Kabbalah here, but not difficult Kabbalah, something that anyone could understand. The Arizal tells us that which is brought in all the Svarim, that there are four different combinations of Yud Kei Vav Kei B'Milu'oi. That means you could spell Yud Kei Vav Kei, Yud Vav Dalet, Yud, and then Vav is, Hey is Hey Aleph, Vav is Vav Aleph Vav, Hey is Hey Aleph. There's four different ways of writing it. And there are four different combinations. One is equal to 72, one is equal to 63, one is equal to 52, one is equal to 45. Apsag Mo'ban. Apsag Mo'ban, which is equal to the words Yehi Or, as the Arizal says, right at the beginning of Bereshis, which incidentally is where Chanukah is hidden, and those words Yehi Or. Tells us the Arizal that Chanukah, the root of Chanukah, is in the name of Hashem, Yud Kei Vav Kei, which is equal to 63, Samach Gimel. That's Yud Vav Dalet, Hey Hey, Vav Aleh Vav, Hey Hey, equal to 63, Vav Yud Vav. And he tells us further that Samach Gimel, that's the Shem Havai, which is equal to 63, is hinted in the word Chanukah. Because how do you spell Chanukah? Ches Nun Vav Chav Hei. So there's Ches Nun Hei, Chav Vav. Ches Nun Hei is equal to 63. And Chav Vav is 26, that's the Shem Yud Kei Vav Kei by itself. So he says in the word Chanukah is hinted that Chanukah was a miracle, which miracles we know are rooted in the Shem Havai, in Yud Kei Vav Kei, which is the name that Hashem uses when He deals with the supernatural, unlike Elohim, which is Teva. Elohim begamatria ha-Teva. And in the word Chanukah is hinted, which Yud Kei Vav Kei? The one that's equal to 63. Sog. Because Chanukah is the yontif in which we were fenced in. We were zoicher to another Havdalah ben Yisrael la'amim. The Goyim tried to breach the wall, the Soireg, which Soireg has Samach Gimel in it. That's what it's called in the Mishnah and Midos. They tried to influence us. They went into the Heichol, Timu Kol Hashmanim. They tried to assimilate. They wanted us to learn there, to study Greek philosophy. And unfortunately, they were successful. They were Mesiavnim, the Zaydim that we say in the Al Hanisim. The Havdalah ben Yisrael La'amim was breached prior to Chanukah. Chanukah was the Yom Tov where the Havdalah ben Yisrael La'amim was solidified. The wall that separates us, the siyog, a siyog is a fence. Siyog is begamatria Chanukah. Chanukah without a vav. Chanukah is the yomtif of siyog. Asu siyog la Torah. Chanukah is the yomtif that we were, the fence, the wall that separates us from the goyim. The chayma was strengthened. That's why there's no isra of loyalu ba chayma. That which the Gemara says in Ksubas that we're not allowed to go past the wall, you know, enter Yerushalayim by force, Bezman HaGolus, and Chanukah, the Chaimah was solidified. That which the Gemara says that there's an issur to be doichik the kates, which means one is not supposed to push too much for the kates. On Chanukah, that doesn't apply, because Chanukah is the kates. Chanukah is the Ha'ora of the Yemais HaMashiach. And that which the Gemara says that we're not allowed to enter into the boundary of Esav and rebel against the nations, that doesn't apply on Chanukah. When Mashiach will come, we will rebel against the nations. You better believe we'll rebel. And Mashiach will be the greatest rebel. He will be the Pirates Gedder, as he comes from Peretz. That's why it's Ish ben Parzi, we say in L'chadoidi. Because Mashiach will break down all the barriers, specifically the barriers of Golos, the walls of Golos. At the same time that the Havdalah ben Yisrael La'amim is solidified, at the same time, the Kedusha will spread throughout the world. Chanukah is the Yom Tov that we get a taste of La'asud Lavoi, where there are no borders, and the Gevulim, the boundaries, are being breached. We're being over the Loisasig Gevul. Being over means we're going into the other Gevul, and we are expanding our Gevul, which is Rechayvos. And therefore, Yaakov goes into the boundary of Esav, literally here, wearing Esav's clothes and taking away his bracha for good. enabling us later on to be able to go into the boundary of Esav and Chanukah, and then in the future, permanently, to enter into the boundary of Esav and take over Olam Hashi and Bahar Tziyah and Lishpat Eshar Esav. When did this happen? It happened when Yaakov was 63 years old. Where do we know that he was 63 years old from? We know from the last pasuk in the parasha. Vayelech Esav el Yishmael, says the Gemara in Megillah. How do we know that Yaakov was 63 years old? Because the pasuk says, Esav went to Yishmael. Yishmael was still living, that means. And then it says, Vayikach es Mochlas bas Yishmael ben Avram achos Nevoyos. He married Mochlas, the daughter of Yishmael, the sister of Nevoyos. Why does the pasuk have to say she's the sister of Nevoyos? Because Nevoyos married her off. Why would Nevoyos have to marry her off if his father's still alive? Because his father just died. So the Gemara says, we learn that when Esav went to Yishmael, he was still living, and then when the marriage took place, he died. He died right after that. It means he died at that time. And as Rashi brings the whole cheshbon at the end of the parasha, based on the Gemara in Megillah, we know that Yishmael was 14 years older than Yitzchak, and we know Yitzchak is 60 years older than Yaakov, and Yishmael lives 137 years, so you make the calculation, you can figure out over here, that since this happened right during the time that Yaakov receives the bracha, because this is when Esav makes up his mind he's going to kill Yaakov, and that's when Yitzchak and Rivka tell Yaakov he better run away, and he runs away to the Beis Medrash of Shem Ve'ever. So from this pasuk, by Yelech Esav El Yishmael, we learn out that Yaakov is 63, and that Yaakov received the brachas, which the bracha that he receives here is that he enters into the boundary of Esav. The bracha he receives here is Chanukah, because as the most Mepharshim say, these brachas were never fulfilled yet. And they won't be fulfilled until Mashiach comes. So these are the brachas of Yemais HaMashiach. Yaakov receives it at the age of 63, Samach Gimel, which is the Shem Hashem that is revealed on Chanukah, hinted in the word Chanukah. And therefore, the Balaturim stresses this number, Samach Gimel, this number 63, and that there are 63 nations that destroy the second Beis HaMikdash. Chanukah occurred in the midst of the second Beis HaMikdash, smack in the middle, right after we went through Golus Paras Umadai for 34 years, and then Golus Yavin for 180 years. We were Zeichet to Chanukah, and then afterwards, Bnei Yisrael, the Chashmeinayim, had a Malucha for 103 years, and then came Hurdis, and then came Churban Bayis Sheni, who the Romans, descendants of Esav, destroyed. And as the Baal HaTurim says, there were 63 nations. But the fact that Yaakov receives the bracha at the age of 63, that's the remedy before the wound. That even though there was a churban, and even though Esav rules because of the kibbut av, as we bring it down here at the end, that Yaakov's lack of kibbut av is why he suffers the 22 years of Yosef's disappearance. But because he went to learn for 14 years, those 14 years are not counted, as Rashi mentions here at the end of the parasha. Therefore, the stress of 63, the stress of Yaakov being Samach Gimel when he receives these brachos, where do we learn it out from? Vayelech Esav el Yishmael. When Esav goes to Yishmael, and Esav becomes frum, Vayikach es Mochlas, and he's marrying Mochlas Bas Yishmael, says the Majid, said the Divrei Yisrael, that he did this because he thought he could outdo, he'll be greater than Yaakov, because Yaakov and Esav really both have the same Yichus, except that Yaakov, Avraham also had a Yishmael, and Yaakov, of course, has nothing to do with Yishmael. So Esav thought, maybe if I marry into the family of Yishmael, he knew Yaakov would never do that. I'll marry into the family of Yishmael, so now I'm greater, because not only do I have a connection with Avraham and Yitzchak, I have a connection with Yishmael too. Vayikach es Mochlas bas Yishmael. Mochlas is the 13th child of Yishmael. Yishmael had 12 sons and one daughter that we know of. So Mochlas is child number 13. So Esav marries Mochlas, thinking that now he's zeichet to Mechila Slicha v'kapara, and now maybe perhaps with his joining Yishmael, he can overpower Yaakov, he can take away the bracha from Yaakov. But it's not to be. And Chanukah is the yomtiv that is associated with the number 13. There were 13 Maccabees, as Rashi tells us in Parshas V'zayis HaBracha. Mochlas Bas Yishmael is the same Rosh HaTevis as Matis Yohu Ben Yoichanan. Chanukah is the Yom Tov where we receive Mechila Slicha V'Kapar. Chanukah, we know, is the Hemshech of Yom Kippur. As the Svarim say, those who didn't get a Slicha on Yom Kippur, a Zeichet to a Mechila on Chanukah. Chanukah is the Gemar Chasima Toiva. Slachno La'avoin Ha'om Hazeh Kegoidel Chazdecha V'Chasher Nosos, as Rosh HaTevis. Chanukah, says the Likutei Maran. Chanukah is the Hemshech HaSlicha of Yom Kippur. So this mechila, this false mechila, this mechila that Esav thinks he's going to receive here by joining Yishmael, Yaakov already received the brachas. Yaakov already receives the bracha, which is Yemais HaMashiach, which is Chanukah. The remedy is here before the wound. Esav and Yishmael joining together is what we see in our time. Vayelech Esav el Yishmael. Actually, Vayelech Esav el Yishmael has been going on for a very, very long time already. But when there's Vayelech Esav el Yishmael, we have to know that Ve'elah told us Yitzchak. Ve'elah told us Yitzchak tells us the Balaturim again, is the tzmicha of Ben David. When Yishmael falls ba'acharis hayom, and that was the last pasuk in Chayisara, al p'nei kolech of Nafal, then was zeichet to Ve'elah told us Yitzchak. So Ve'elah told us Yitzchak means the revelation of Yitzchak, the revelation of Mashiach. That's what this parasha is. This is the parasha of revelation. The bracha that Yitzchak gives to Yaakov, v'yitam v'chor ha'alekim, ital ha'shamayim, mishmanei ha'aretz, and incidentally, mishmanei ha'aretz, the Medrash says, is Mishnah. Torah Shabbal Peh, which Chanukah we know is the Yom Tov of Torah Shabbal Peh. And how many Mesechtas of Mishnayos are there? 63. There are 63 Mesechtas of Mishnayos from Brochus till Uktzen. The Medrash says there are 60, because the Medrash counts Bava Kan, Bava Metzia, Bava Basra as one Mesechta. But if you count them separately, and as most of us do, there are 63 Mesechtas, which Chanukah is the Yom Tov of Torah Shabbal Peh. On the Yom Chanukah, Mishnah was revealed. Torah Shabbal Peh was revealed Chanukah time. The Tzedukim, the Karoyim, the Misyavnim went against the idea of Torah Shabbal Peh. Chanukah is the Yom Tov of the revelation of the Mishnah. The Mishnah is the same letters as Hashemem, the Yom Tov of oil and Neshama. Chanukah is the Yom Tov of the Neshama. That's why the mitzvah is not to feast, like on Purim. Purim is the Yom Tov of the body. Chanukah is the Yom Tov of the Neshama, the Yom Tov of oil, which is the highest liquid, Mishmanei Ha'aretz. This is the first time the Torah ever says a word with the root Shemen, is in this week's parasha, Mishmanei Ha'aretz. As we enter into the month of Kislev, the month of Shemen, the month of Chanukah, the revelation of Torah Shabbal Peh, the 63 Mesechtas of Mishnayos, the Eilat told us Yitzchak ben Avram, Avram hoiled us Yitzchak, says the Pasuk. Yitzchak and Avram are one and the same, even though one is Chesed and one is Gevurah. The Midos HaKedosha is the Midos in the Tzad HaKedusha are fused together. Chesed and Gevurah are not a contradiction. There's Chesed Shebe Gevurah, there's Gevurah Shebe Chesed, and one complements the other. Chesed has to come on to Gevurah, otherwise it goes the wrong way. Gevurah has to come on to Chesed. The whole idea of Tzimtzum and Gevurah was a Chesed, that there's Gevurah in the world. Too much Chesed, the world couldn't exist. So there has to be a Shiluv, a fusion of Yitzchak ben Avraham, Avraham Hoyodes Yitzchak. There has to be Gevurah and Chesed together, Mitzad HaKedusha. But in the Tzad HaTumah, they cannot be together, and they're not together. And that's why Yelech Esav El Yishmael. Esav, as we know, is Gevurah on the other side. Esav is the Gevurah of Klipa. Yishmael is Chesed of Klipa. Those two cannot join, and if they do, they end up destroying each other. By Yelech Esav El Yishmael is the opposite of Yitzchak ben Avram, Avram Hevedes Yitzchak. And we see that today. In our time, the Esav of our time is Chesed. We live in a Malchus of Chesed. Esav was never Chesed. Esav was always Din, Al Chai B'Chatichya, this week's parasha. And yet we live among Edom, and Golis Edom, America, they're certainly the descendants of Esav, and yet this is a Malchus Chesed. The world is turning more towards Chesed now, those who are from Esav. Yishmael, on the other hand, which Yishmael is Yemin the Klipa, Yishmael takes after Avram Avinu. But on the other side, where do we see any Chesed with Yishmael today? If anything, Yishmael, the Reitzchem are the Yishmaelim, and the Balei Chesed are from Esav. They're all, everything's mixed up. Vayelech Esav and Yishmael, they just destroyed each other. They each took the wrong midah. It cannot be a fusion of Chesed and Gevurah. It can only exist in Kedusha. It cannot exist in Tumah. So Vayelech Esav and Yishmael is to our benefit. But Yelech Esav El Yishmael means that the Geul is around the corner. When we see Esav and Yishmael joining together, we know that Ve'elah told us Yitzchak. When we see Vayikach Ismachlas Bas Yishmael, when the Goyim are getting very religious, when Esav is marrying in order that he should have a Mechila on the outside, or when we see all this Tznius among Yishmael, or the Davening among Yishmael, what seems to be intense Emuna, or intense Tznius, we know it's only chitzonius. It's not pnimius. It's not real. In our time, we see the Vayelech Esav El Yishmael. We see the nations gathering together. Melchemes Goyg u'Magog. Well, Goyg u'Magog means all the nations originating from Esav and Yishmael joining together. Vayikach Ismachlas Bas Yishmael Ben Avraham Achos Nevoyos. That's when we know the Yeshua is coming. Achos Nevoyos is b'gematria Shom Atzmiach Keren LeDavid. When we see Vayelech Esav El Yishmael, we know Ve'elah told us Yitzchak.
We know that the brachas of Yitzchak are going to be fulfilled. Because how do we know that Yaakov was 63 when he received the brachas? We know it from this pasuk, Vayelech Esav al Yishmael. That means Chazal are revealing to us in depth that when there's a Vayelech Esav al Yishmael, don't worry, the brachas of Yaakov are going to be fulfilled. And what does the Yid have to do when there's the Vayelech Esav al Yishmael? What did Yaakov do? He went to the Beis Medrash and he hid in the Beis. It says, Nitman, the Beis Abra, for 14 years. When there's a Vayelech Esav al Yishmael, when we hear nations shushking and getting together, and they're getting together in Annapolis to discuss Vaita, to dissect Eretz Yisrael, Rahman al-Islam. Or when we hear things that are going on in Pakistan, Iran, and all these things, Vayelech Esav al Yishmael just means that the Yid has to learn from Yaakov Avinu and go to the Beis Medrash of Eivor, but and also know and have the Amunah that the last pasuk in this parasha is connected to the first pasuk. Vayelech Esav al Yishmael is proof that the Eilat told us Yitzchak is right around the corner.
Today,
something's bothering you.
The Vatican, king of Saudi Arabia, went to the Vatican.
Ah, perfect. Vayelech Esav al Yishmael kipshutai. How do you like that? Vayelech Esav al Yishmael kipshutai. But from that we learn out the age of Yaakov by the bracha, which was 63, which that's Chanukah, because Chanukah is the Yom Tov, which is rooted in the name of Hashem, which is equal to Samach Gimel. May we be Zeichetak, and to this Chanukah should be the Yom Tov in which we should experience the Mapola of Esav and Yishmael. Chanukah is the Yom Tov where we have Chesed and Gevura together. There's also the fusion of Chesed and Gevura. According to Beis Hillel, we light every night another candle, that's Chesed, that's Yemin. According to Beis Shammai, we decrease every night. Kapore HaChag, which is Gevura, which is Din, we light on the left side, which is Gevura. Chanukah is the last Yom Tov that was given to us, which is the Yom Tov in which we experience the Oirei Shel Melech HaMashiach, the Yom Tov in which we enter into the boundary of Esav, and we receive the brachas of Yitzchak, of Yitan Lechoha Elohim Yital HaShemayim Mishmanei HaOretz, V'Rav Ya'avoy Tzo'ir, where the elder one is subservient to the younger one, where Rabin B'Yad Ma'atim becomes reality, size doesn't matter, it's the quality, not the quantity, that's what Chanukah proves, Ki Atem Hama'at Mikol Ha'amim, Loi Mei Rubchem Mikol Ha'amim, Choshek Hashem Bochem, Ki Atem Hama'at Mikol Ha'amim. May this Chanukah be the Yom Tov which we will experience, the Chanukas, Beis HaMikdash, HaShlishi, and may the Yom Tov of Chanukah remain with us, and that which we're going to experience during those 8 days continue and last for the rest of the year and forever and ever, and we should be zeichet to toldos, to the revelation, to the true Leida, the Leida of Am Yisrael, the Leida of Mashiach, and experience all the brachas of this week's parasha, specifically the brachas of Yitzchak, immediately in our time.